recipe for the Hairy Rock Show.
2 teaspoons of Pearl Jam for Si.
A handful of scorpions for Dave.
Some chili peppers, of course.
Drizzle with some 4-stroke oil. And add 2 generous portions of Telly Chef.
I'm Si.
And I'm Dave.
And you're listening to the Hairy Rock Show.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
How are you all? Are you well? Now listen, as you well know, Dave isn't here. It's me, on my own, in a studio, running amok.
Yes, I am here.
No, you're not. It's me putting your voice on.
I don't like it.
I know you don't. Actually, Dave, he's starting to sound a bit like Orville now, isn't he?
I don't like it.
He doesn't sound like that at all. Well, I just can't. He's really hard. He's got a great voice there, and he's really quite hard to mimic. Anyway, well, it's because, like, he's my brother, so I've known him for 25 years. So, you know, it's hard to mimic your brother, isn't it? Well, it is for me, anyway. Right, anyway, hello and welcome to the show. It's the Hairy Rock Show, and it's a Si Solo special. We've got loads of fab things coming up, and we've got the One Pot Wonders, which is a new kind of thing, because you're all miserable and want something nice to eat.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Now, doing the One Pot Wonders, and this is the Banging Apple Cider and Onion Soup. Oh, man, is this good. It's autumnal. It tastes of loveliness. It's a great, great soup. It's warming, it's quite thick, it's quite hearty, and it's not very many calories either. So when you're trying to look great for your dress or your suit or your new shirt at the Christmas party that's inevitably winging its way towards us, is it just me that finds Christmas really irritating? Oh, it is, right, okay. Well, yes, anyway, have a look at that. It's on the website and it's great. So, yeah, you see, we're good to you. Just get onto the website, it's all there. And it's a cornucopia of loveliness. It really is. You're going to love it.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
I was just recounting I said that Nikki was here because we haven't seen each other for ages, so she came in to have a cup of coffee with us while I'm talking to you lot, which is very nice, because it's a very nice thing to do on a Sunday. And I was just saying to Nikki was saying, oh, can I get you, why can't you get into the top room of the house, you know? And I said, well, the reason you can't get into the top room of the house, I've just bought some paste cymbals. In the drum, we've got this drum room. You see that we've got this lovely lady that lives next door called Val, who is away a lot. But fortunately for Val, and fortunately for James, Dylan, and myself, Val's a bit deaf. So being 3 drummers in the house, it's brilliant. So we keep. I'll go to James. James, go and see if Val's in. And she, knock at the door and go, no, she's not in. You go, hey, whoa. And we played drums till some terrible hours in the morning. Anyway, that's by the by. It's email time. So remember to get your emails to us through the Planet Rock website. We do read them, we do like them, and we think you're flipping great. And they're hilarious. So this one is from Dave Rhodes. What is it? Is it our generation? Was Dave and I's generation? Yeah, probably was, Kingy. It was Dave and my generation. Or was everybody called Dave? Was there a complete lack of imagination? Was there no books on names then? You know, what's your name, Dave? Right. Right to the wall, there's the subject. Oh, man, what a day we had last weekend. It was the 10th anniversary of the Ride to the Wall. The committee marshals and I all got involved and are to be congratulated for their terrific organisation of such a huge event. I reckon they must have got close to the target of 10,000 bikes at the National Memorial Arboretum, if not more. Wow, well, that's absolutely fantastic news. I went up from Gloucester to the NMA near Lichfield and Tamworth on A and B roads, and I was escorting a learner rider who was mad keen to do the ride. She really did well, despite being a bit nervous. Well, you always do that, don't you? You always have a bit of nerves on your first ride out. So well done. Well done, whoever Dave Rose escorted. I think, Dave, have we met? I think we have met. I recognise the tone in your email, and I can put a face to the voice that I have in my head, which is unlike most of the voices I have in my head. But yours particularly, I think we may have met. Anyway, by the way, referring to that bloke that wants you to fix his Kawasaki, tell him to sell it and try on. Tell him to sell it and try a Honda CTX 1300. You're not wrong, dude. You're not wrong. But listen, you know, it's like the right, you know, what ride do you love the most? The one that you're riding right there and then. Now, you know, have some heart, Rosie. How are you? Have some heart. Anyway, cheers, Dave Rose in Gloucester, but originally from South Shields. So he's a sand dancer. I'm sure we've met you now, Dave. I'm sure we've read. Yeah. Did you used to go to the Mayfair when the Mayfair was open? I mean, I have to say I met loads of people in the Mayfair and can remember none of them. I met Ian Gillan once in the Mayfair. He came on stage really late because the tour bus had broken down. And I met him because I stayed really late because I was the only one left in a stupor in the corner of the room. So, yeah, anyway. Yes, well done, Dave. And thanks for giving us a heads up on the ride to the wall. Marvellous.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
This is the Sunday Roast Amnesty. And I have to say, I've just been handed a piece of paper that's probably made me giggle. Right, it's from Susie. Now, so it's, yeah. Should over. Foods to keep your liver healthy. Why do I have this? Why, Susie? Why? Hey? I was wondering if you can recommend any foods that are good for the liver. I had a wee scare recently and would love your help. Love and kisses, Susie. P.S. I am teetotal and don't drink. Are there any things that can keep your liver healthy? Yes, there are. There is a supplement that I have been known to take because it reduces the effects of a hangover. Well, it does for me. I can't say it for anybody else, but it does for me. Now, it's called milk thistle, and you can buy it at most health food shops. And it's very good. It's very good for your liver. You take one a day. I've taken one a day now for the past 10 years, and my liver speaks to me regularly. It goes, thanks very much, Kingy, for that. That's great. It sounds a bit like Dave, my liver, but it's not. Loads and loads and loads of stuff on the internet about healthy liver and all that sort of stuff and what to take. I personally take milk thistle and it works really well for me. I can't say that about everybody, but I can only speak personally.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.